Just a country road.
And what about one that that was a off the public road and went to, up to a man's private farm?
Dead end.
You call it a dead end?
Mm-hmm. Well, a private road, they generally marked private roads. Some of them had dead end on them.
What about a track or something, an open that you drive cattle down, you know, to a pasture or something from a barn?
I don't know.
What would you call a little road behind some, between houses, between rows of
alley. Back alley.
Would you speak of an alley here?
No, we don't have an alley back there, but the other places do. Mm-hmm. No, it's a little opening between the lots, between the houses. Mm-hmm. Back alley. It's called an alley. It's all I ever heard them called.
Here in Palestine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we have lots of them here. Well, we have a long block. There'll be an alley in the middle.
And what about just one that went across a public road?
An alley?
A road that went across a public road.
Crossroad.
And you don't walk on the road, you walk on the...
shoulder.
But in town, you walk on the...
sidewalk.
Is there anything between, is there, you know, that grass strip sometimes
uh-huh.
between the sidewalk and the...
Yeah.
What do you call that? You ever heard a name for it?
If I have, I don't know. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Well, if you were walking across a field as a child, you know, and there was some crows eating, or blackbirds, something eating a man's corn, you might say you reached over and picked up a
rock
and
threw it.
And so then when you told the farmer, you'd say, I picked up a rock and
threw it. Yeah.
And if somebody came to visit you and they knocked on the door, no one answered you, they'd probably say, well, I guess there's nobody
at home.
And what if someone came to the door and said, is Mr. here? And he was a friend of the family. If he was that way, you'd say, he's
out back, out there.
What about the kitchen?
Yeah, in the kitchen, pizza. In the kitchen.
And what would you say if you were down, you know, on the steps in front, the front way down at the street, and someone came up and said, is Mr. Eves home? You'd say, yes, he's
in the house.
And how do you drink, what do you drink for breakfast, the black?
Coffee.
How do you make it?
Instant. Now, I used to wouldn't think I'd ever drink instant, but I do, because it's so quick and easy.
Well,
and doesn't have as much caffeine as the other either.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you drink it?
What do you mean, black? Yeah, nothing in it.
So you say you like your coffee?
Black.
Or with?
With cream or without, yeah.
And if you wanted milk in your coffee, you say, I want my coffee.
Cream.
Well, if you wanted to specify milk, not cream, you'd say, I want my coffee.
With milk.
And if someone wasn't running away from you, they'd be running...
Told you.
Oh, but speaking of coffee again, did you ever hear black coffee called anything else, like plain or barefoot coffee?
No.
Or rabbit?
No.
And if you went to town and saw someone you hadn't seen in a long time, when you came back, you might say to your husband, guess who I
saw downtown.
And or guess who I ran
into. That's right.
And
he's always running into somebody. When he goes off to the grocery store somewhere and stays 2 or 3 hours, he'll come back and I'll say, well, who did you run into in the grocery store today?
Well, if a child's name has the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child.
Oh yes, little Claire, a little so and so.
Or
Junior.
Would you say Junior?
If it was a boy. Mm-hmm.
And what about if it was a... You said they named the child what? Her mother.
After.
And, you know, you said you had dogs here?
Oh, we always had a dog.
What kind?
Until now. Well, my father always had hunting dogs.